It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out how younger voters are deciding who they're going to vote for on primary day.
First, Wisconsin has been in the national news a lot this week with all the presidential candidates making stops in the state in the lead up to our presidential election next Tuesday.
We'll focus on two of the candidate events today, check in on some of the other candidates between now and primary day. Yesterday, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton made stops in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay. She talked about gun control and higher education. She criticized Governor Scott Walker. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump also criticized Governor Walker yesterday at his event in Janesville.
Chuck Kornbach and Laurel White have been covering the candidates and their events in Wisconsin this week. Chuck is WPR's reporter in Milwaukee, and Laurel is WPR State Capitol reporter. Chuck and Laurel, thanks a lot for joining.
Thank you.
Well, Chuck, I want to start with you. You covered former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's event in Milwaukee yesterday. Tell us about where she spoke and what the setting was like.
Well, she spoke at Tabernacle Community Baptist Church, 2500 West Medford Avenue, about 25 blocks northwest of downtown Milwaukee. Very nice old church, well kept up. It's actually a very nice triangular-shaped neighborhood just off Fond du Lac Avenue, but there have been shootings in the area, as there have been other parts of the north side of Milwaukee, and so this was the perhaps logical site for a forum on gun violence prevention.
And she did have strong words yesterday about gun control, gun regulations. Here's a little bit of what she had to say.
This needs to be a voting issue, not number 20 on the list, but number one on the list, especially in zip codes like this one.
The group there sounding enthusiastic in that clip. How did it go over? What did she have to say, Chuck?
Well, it seemed to go over very well. She also had on stage with her the mother of a woman who died in police custody in Texas, and another mother of a young man who was killed on a city bus in Chicago. So all speakers were quite passionate, quite articulate, quite demanding that it's time to do something about the gun violence. Former Secretary Clinton, is talking about things like closing the gun show loophole and having background checks on all gun sales. She also promised to take on the gun lobby, which she calls the most powerful lobby group in Washington.
And I've read that she also contrasted herself in a little respect there with Bernie Sanders, her contender there, her competition.
Right. The ongoing debate between the two of them over the last few weeks or months has been that Senator Sanders of Vermont, when in Congress in 2005, voted to limit liability for gun sellers and manufacturers whose products are used in a crime. Clinton voted against that bill, so did President or then Senator Barack Obama. Again, Sanders voted for the project, saying he didn't think that it was that it was going to really end gun violence.
And what other events will Hillary Clinton be attending in Wisconsin leading up to that primary next Tuesday?
Well, that's kind of the key question. Charles Franklin Marquette professor was noting today that right now Secretary of State Clinton does not have any more events announced for Wisconsin. She's a bit behind in the polls, and there's speculation whether she's just going to leave it up to turnout to perhaps put her over the top next Tuesday or whether she will come back. It's not quite clear yet.
And Laurel, we're going to turn to you now. Now, you covered Donald Trump's event in Janesville yesterday. Tell us what this event was like.
So there was a huge turnout for this event, Veronica. There were hundreds of people there. Actually, about 1,000 were able to fit into the venue, but hundreds more showed up and were on the outside, and those were supporters and protesters, which led to some interesting dynamics outside the venue.
And tell us a little bit more about the tone of the crowd. There were protesters there, and I gather quite long lines. Were tensions high, or was this fairly smooth sailing yesterday?
So it was fairly smooth sailing. Of course, there were some conflicts outside, just because there were so many supporters and protesters all intermingling. But there were no notable cases of violence, except for one incident in which a young woman was sprayed in the face with some pepper spray. As far as inside the venue, there were a couple protesters that were very peacefully escorted out during Mr. Trump's remarks.
And as we mentioned earlier, Donald Trump, he had some harsh words for Governor Scott Walker yesterday. Here's a little bit of what he said.
You know, he comes in his motorcycle jacket, a big Harley. I love Harleys, right? But the motorcycle guys like Trump. They really like Trump. And he doesn't look like a motorcycle guy to me. I'm sorry.
So that's kind of the personal dig that Donald Trump took at Scott Walker, saying he doesn't really look like a motorcycle guy. But he took some swipes at Governor Walker's handling of the state of Wisconsin, too.
He sure did. Yeah, that motorcycle comment really showed that Trump had no intention of mincing words about the governor. And he moved on at other parts of the speech to talk about things like the state budget deficit and the number of people in Wisconsin on food stamps. So he had some personal jabs and then some substantive things to say about what he thought was going wrong in Wisconsin as well.
And Paul Ryan did come up. I mean, this is Paul Ryan's stomping ground, essentially, his stronghold, and Donald Trump brought him up, and there were some boos. How did Donald Trump react?
You know, that was an interesting moment, Veronica. He actually kind of paused and looked around the crowd and said, "Hey, this is surprising. They told me to be nice to Paul Ryan here." So I think he was a little bit shocked to get some pushback. I think he was a little bit more comfortable in expecting that there would be some folks who weren't exactly in Walker's camp at the event, but not so much with Paul Ryan.
How did the crowd react to some of his digs at Scott Walker?
You know, actually, the first time he mentioned Governor Walker, the crowd started booing. So the crowd really set the tone for Mr. Trump. If he wasn't planning to make those harsh remarks, they really opened that door for him right away.
And in his speech yesterday, Donald Trump emphasized that he doesn't have Republican establishment support, contrasting himself there with Ted Cruz. Here's a little bit of that.
You know, Cruz likes to pretend he's an outsider. In the meantime, he gets all the establishment support, including your governor. So believe me, they're all establishment.
And in terms of other highlights from that speech, Laurel, what did you hear?
Well, you know, that establishment comment was interesting. And he also said, you know, Governor Walker can't really be expected to endorse me because of what I did to him in the race. So, you know, kind of another little jab at Governor Walker there. You know, in the rest of the speech, he said that he really wants to win Wisconsin and that if he does, he thinks the race is pretty much over. He also spent a fair amount of time defending his campaign manager, who, as I'm sure you know, was charged with battery yesterday in an incident earlier this month in Florida with a campaign reporter.
And there's still days to go before the primary on Tuesday. Where else is Trump expecting to appear before then?
So today, Trump is making stops in De Pere and Appleton, and he has just one other event scheduled as of right now, and that's in Wausau on Saturday.
Any conclusions, Laurel, that you can draw about where he's appeared so far? And Chuck, for Hillary as well, we just got a little bit of time left.
Sure. You know, poll results that came out today show that Mr. Trump is doing pretty well in northern Wisconsin and also in the western part of the state. So I would assume that he'll be spending some time there if he does schedule some more events in Wisconsin.
And Chuck, just a few seconds. What about where Hillary's been appearing?
Well, Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, Milwaukee, four pretty traditional Democratic areas, or at least Green Bay, a swing area. But she hasn't gone far north yet, and I think maybe she's thinking that's Sanders territory.
Well, Chuck and Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Chuck Kornbuck, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee, and Laurel White, WPR state capitol reporter. And they joined us there to talk about two presidential campaign events yesterday.